Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and this is Ron, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show, the roundtable discussion about Big Brother, and we sometimes talk about a little bit more than Big Brother. Here's our theme music.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Tonight, we have special guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I'll be there.
Let's get the show on the road.
Hi, Big Brother fans. It's July 17th, 2014. I'm Cherry Garcia. I want to thank you all for joining us here at the Rad Reality Show Network for the Big Brother 16 Roundtable Show hosted by Michael Cowboy Ellis from Big Brother Season 5. He's got a Grand Slam show lined up for everyone tonight with special guests Howie Gordon from Big Brother Season 6 and 7, Chef Joe Arvin from Big Brother Season 14, and Mike Mace from CMT's Redneck Island Season 3. Of course, we all just finished watching the Big Brother live show that airs on CBS every Thursday, so we've still got people trickling into our chat room and getting situated into the show. But I just want to remind everyone that you are encouraged to call in and talk to Cowboy and all of his special guests each and every Thursday night. And because we aren't on video, I hope that everyone understands we are just radio, so you don't have to worry about how you look or what you're wearing. You can just call in just like you're calling up a friend and chat about Big Brother with us. So the number that you need to know is 1-347-237-5506. You can be in your PJs. It's okay. Call us and talk to us. You can talk to Howie tonight, Chef Joe Arvin, Mike Mace from Redneck Island, and, of course, our dear, dear Cowboy. Before we get started, myself and Paul from Minnesota will be co-hosting, so I want to say hi to Paul up in Minnesota and find out what's going on up in Minnesota land. Paul, what's up there?
Hi, Cherry. Hi, everybody, chat room. I tell you, I'm so happy that you told me I didn't need to dress up. I, oh, my God. Somebody said Cowboy's probably naked. At any rate, I do want to start off, and this may be for maybe us older fogies more so than others, but sad news today, another rock legend passed away, Johnny Winters. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. I posted it on my Facebook page.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Sad.
At any rate,
sky gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it sure does. What a group they'd have. But so I just want to say we do give out spoilers. Well, I don't know how much is spoiled after this, but didn't I tell you, Cherry, about the vote? I told you it would probably be that way. So, wow.
Yep. And what
so
did I say about how they're going to use the Fit Band? Wasn't I was the first to say they're going to use it for the have-nots.
Yes.
I was like, yes.
I thought about you as soon as they said that. I thought, Cherry got it.
Yep, I couldn't believe that. So it's going to be interesting to find out if it's going to be the lowest amount or the highest amount that's going to, you know, get to be a have-not. So we'll find out. But let's play his intro song and get our host up here with us and see how he's doing. I can't wait to talk to him tonight. So here we go.
At Kitty's place, I should have been.
We got
a
cowboy.
I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart. Just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
There's only one Big Brother cowboy, and he's on air with us right now, and it's not Beast Mode Cowboy Crybaby. It's Michael Cowboy Ellis. How are you, Michael?
Yeehaw! I tell you what, I broke a door handle. I tell you what, Devin, I tell you what, I'm bitter today.
I broke a door handle.
The door-breaking handle. Beast, and I have to say this. There's a lot I've got to say in the next few seconds. Julie looked hot tonight. Woo! Dazzling. And I have to say this, and I guarantee you all the guys in the house is going to be like, wow, Donnie's girlfriend is smoking hot. Wow.
Yes, she is.
He must be okay, but anyways, it's going to be a crazy night.
He's a
great
groundskeeper, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes me wonder if he's like Duck Dynasty royalty. I mean, seriously. I mean, he's got this long beard. He's got this hot girlfriend. I mean, literally, it's all the cast of Duck Dynasty. You know,
he's
got these average guys.
How cute were his parents? I was just going to say, how cute were his parents?
That was the best segment. I tell you what, Jeff is the perfect person for interviewing these people. I didn't know that they were going to do something like that. And Jeff makes it more surreal. He makes it, I don't know, I love Jeff. And, of course, we're all Jeff fans, and we know.
Yeah.
That's why he got the job. He deserves it. He's just incredible. Of course, you know, he did Around the World, whatever thing. And, of course, you know, now he's helping with CBS and Big Brother. And I'm so happy for him. That is just, I'm just stoked for any of my Big Brother family that makes a living doing what they love to do. And I know he's loving every minute. I guarantee you he's watching that segment about 30 times tonight before he goes to bed. So I wish him the best of luck. Make sure you have plenty of popcorn, Jeff, because it was a lot of fun. And I tell you what, speaking of fun, I am excited. And let me tell you, for the ones that are new to the show, we hardly throw three guests on in a show unless – if it's our finale show. I don't think I've ever, in a middle of a season, thrown three guests, unless if it was just a plain accident. But we wanted to literally throw a party for Devin leaving the house. And so we've got it big tonight. But I'm bittersweet. In a way, I kind of wanted Caleb to go home, and I'm getting booed by all the girls in the house because Caleb's this hot hunk. But, you know, this is my thing. He's got an issue. And
he's a lovesick puppy.
I like to see Cody and Amber blossom. And if Caleb is in the house, he's not giving that relationship a fighting chance. And I'm a sucker for love. I really am. And I really want the best. And I tell you who's cute. And I know we're going to talk about this couple bunches tonight. But Hayden and Nicole is the cutest couple I've seen in a long time.
Yes,
they certainly are.
Jerry, don't you think there's a little bit of Jeff and Jordan in the way that Jeff was always trying to give Jordan a kiss and she kept putting him off?
That's the first couple that's actually given me a hint of Jeff and Jordan since Jeff and Jordan.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I wanted to let everyone know that at one time tonight, we may have a lot of people on the line. And just bear with us. We do want to hear questions. We do want the fans' interaction. But just be patient. Don't get frustrated if you're on the line for 10 minutes to get through. This is a wild bunch. And I'm warning you, if you have minors in the room listening to this radio show, you may want to get them out because things that may come out tonight, you may not want your kid to listen. I literally told my kids they could not listen tonight just because, you know, we have Hallie Gordon, the implant specialist, and there's no telling what's going to come out of his mouth. But I am so curious to find out tonight if Mike Mace from Redneck Island is watching his host in his new reality show, Skulls. I am really excited to see if he's watching it. I'm stoked. I am hooked on the new show. And if y'all don't know what it is, it's Steve Austin's new reality show on CMT, Skulls Challenge. And it is a badass show, as he says. He's looking for the badass to complete his challenges. And they are tough. Paul, have you watched any? I know Cherry has not, I don't think, got to it.
No, I have not, Cowboy.
Well, I tell you
I've
what,
got them set to record. I've got the first two episodes set to record. Actually, they recorded today. I just haven't had time to watch them.
Awesome. I tell you what, it's an incredible show. It's intense. I mean,
but Mike Mace is ready to come up on air.
Oh, and I bet he's watched it. So let's bring him up.
Let's do this. Mike Mace from Redneck Island Season 3, how are you? You're on with Michael Cowboy Ellis.
What's going on, y'all? How's everybody doing tonight?
Awesome, awesome. So are you ready for this party? Because it's going to be an intense night. Are you ready for it?
Cowboy, I'll tell you one thing. I've done had a shot of whiskey. I'm on my third Bud Light right now. Let's get this party going.
Awesome, awesome. All right. So are you watching the new Skulls with Steve Austin?
The Broken Skull Challenge? Hell yeah, I'm watching it.
I tell you what, we can't talk about it because Cherry has not watched it yet. But I tell you what, that is an intense challenge. I mean, do you think you could do something like that?
You mean hold the camera? Yeah, I could do that part probably. That's about it.
Oh, my goodness. We do have your second guest up on the switchboard, Michael, just to let you know.
Awesome. Let's bring him up. I'm ready to talk Big Brother 16 on the Rad Reality Show.
Let's do this. Chef Joe, thank you so much. You are on the Big Brother 16 Roundtable Show. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Wonderful.
Good. Hey, Chef, it's been a while. How you been doing, buddy? How's the family?
And just working my ass off. I mean, family's wonderful, but I've been traveling like mad. It's so hard to do anything but work at this point. But I am been able to catch some of Big Brother this year.
So I got a question. Are you able to tell us what is in the works? Because I know that some leaks have literally went out on Twitter and Facebook. Are you able to talk about anything?
I'm getting close. It's not quite there, but it's a. We're literally on the brink. That's all I can say. I mean, that's as far as I can go right now. I wish I could go farther.
Well, this is the thing. I'm not in no contract, but I tell you what, we will be literally seeing Chef Joe in the near future. If these rumors are close to being the truth, you know what, Chef Joe? I've actually had the pleasure and cooking with you, and you just what really stood out to me the most is your passion for your family. And I asked you, and you probably know, remember this, I asked you, I said, so what does your family think about you with the cooking career and everything? And you said that your wife knew from day one what your goals was. And your kids and your wife is literally right next to you, holding your hand, giving you the support. And I tell you what, you have the support here as well. And we do wish you all the best of luck because you deserve it. And you work hard, like you said. You're always traveling. You're trying to make a niche in the network. And I tell you what, you're incredible, dude. And I really appreciate that.
Man, I don't know what to say about that. Thanks, man. Thanks. I don't want to cry or... Seriously, thanks, bro. I mean, it's what you do when you have a family and kids. It's not like you're stepping up. It's what you do. So, I mean, it's never made a difference to me to work hard and, you know, provide for my family, take care of that, but still follow my dreams.
Absolutely. And also there was a rumor, and you can let me know if this is true or not. But did you come up with, I can't believe it's not butter in college?
that was after college. That was right after college. You should write it down, Jim.
Oh, my
goodness.
I've
got to admit, it's a pretty good name.
Absolutely. You know, I need something like, I can't believe it's a laugh, you know? And, you know, it's not really the real funny. No, I'm joking. But anyways, on a serious note, Chef Joe, just so you know, we have Mike Mace from Redneck Island 3. He's a huge Big Brother fan. And, of course, he obviously knows who Chef Joe is. We talk about you all the time. What do you think about this year's cast? Do you think that it's a good cast? Do you think it's better than last season? Because, you know, you and I literally did a podcast, you know, last year of last season's, Big Brother. And I tell you what, we literally had a lot to say. But, I mean, we would have a lot to say on this season as well.
This season, I will tell you, just first and foremost, it's probably, right now, I'm going with the best season I've seen ever.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah, I know. They have so many likable characters. Yes, they have a villain. You know, yes, they have a couple that you just don't like. But even you're pulling for some of them that you don't like or some unknown reason. So, I mean, I think they made a smart decision tonight, getting rid of Devin. Was probably a very wise decision over Caleb. But I just think that they're all characters, and they seem to be doing, you know, they seem to all be working in their own way.
Chef, you know, you literally said it, and I'm literally wondering about this week. More I watched tonight's episode and them going in and voting Devin out, they did high fives, they danced, they hoot and holler in that hallway going to talk to Julie Chen. We didn't do that in my season for the most part, and we literally took number one ratings for the first time ever in Big Brother history and took second against the Olympics. We were close, but we weren't this close. And I'm literally wondering how this week and the next week and the weeks prior is going to come down to it because they literally like each other, and I feel like that could literally, I guess, hurt a lot of people's feelings
and lose friendships because of it. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, you got to understand, there's $500,000 on the line. These guys all have egos somewhere. It may be hidden. It may not be showing. It will show up. They're characters or they wouldn't be on the show. So I believe that all the I love yous will stop the closer it gets to the half mil.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
I have a question. Go ahead, Paul.
Go ahead.
I have a question for all of you. Do you guys think the Rad Reality Show should start up a collection, Caleb, and see if we can't buy that boy some buttons?
Oh my gosh.
I couldn't believe
himself. It's not even funny anymore.
Speaking of egos, him in his beast mode cowboy, and he cries more than anybody. I've never seen a guy in puppy love more in my life. The guy is just sad right now.
You know,
I want to
disagree with Chef Joe. That's what we do best. We disagree against each other. My thing is, I wish that they got rid of Caleb tonight just so we could see the showmance between Caleb and Amber blossom. I mean, my
self-reason. Cody and Amber.
I mean Cody and Amber. Excuse me.
Oh, it's going to start blossoming when Caleb did. That's what's going to be the best TV of the summer.
I was going to ask Joe, you talked about the great cast. I don't know how much of the live feeds you've had time to watch, but there are so many great entertainers in there. We don't get to see it as much on the episodes, but there are so many good characters in there, from Frankie to Hayden to Zach in a way, to even Victoria cracks me up at times. It's just really a fun feed. They're fun feeds to watch.
Yeah, the thing that fed it most to me, if you watched tonight's show and you saw when they went to make their vote, in the hallway there's always a nice little scene. And it can almost tell you who's been alliance if you haven't watched the show. These guys are having fun. They're having fun, and they are entertaining. I mean, we did. You know, you got tired in there. These guys still aren't tired. They're still fighting, but we'll see. It's early.
I think it will. I think you're right. I think the closer it gets to that money, the more we're going to see the real.
The bloodbath.
Right. It's going to all be coming out. They're going to have to turn on each other eventually.
Yep. Yeah, eventually.
Do you like Team America?
Oh, I was just going to ask that.
No, I do not like it whatsoever.
I was going to mention, Cowboy, also that in the beginning when the three were selected, they seemed to say, this is our most important alliance. It's going to the end. But let me tell you, I don't see that on the feeds. They talk about their other alliances a lot more. I mean, there is bad talk about Donnie and basically Derek is okay with, you know, people talking about that. There's talk about Frankie and they aren't supporting each other. So I don't know how strong this Team America alliance is going to be for very long. What do you all think?
As long as America keeps giving them $5,000 a week, they're going to be strong.
That's true.
Wow. You know, I tell you what, I did vote for Donnie and Derek. And the reason is I feel like they could use the $5,000. And that's why I had to base my vote on. You know, because this is my theory. And I think Chef Joe will agree. If they can do three challenges at least, that's $15,000 for each one of them. So this is my thing. Even if they don't take first or second, they still walk away with some money. And to me, that's the reason why you go on a show like that, to
you better your life. And I feel like that is the reason why I love Team America. Do I like the twist? No, I don't. I agree with Chef Choke because it messed up the game. However, you know, if the roles was reversed, if you were Team America and you were chosen for it, you know that you would take that offer of $5,000 a pop. Easy.
Well, I still say it's a major advantage in the game. That's what it boils down to me. They're America's team. I mean, that's got to say, I don't know, it's got to say something. And to me, it says advantage, and no one should ever have an advantage.
Yeah, I was hoping there wouldn't be, I knew there would be one, but I was hoping one of the missions wouldn't be to get a nomination, somebody nominated. It's kind of generic. I mean, they're not saying, you know, nominate a particular person, but that kind of messes with the game. And I think there was America's player. Didn't Eric have to vote for a particular person to be evicted? I hated that.
He did.
Yeah.
You know, this is the thing, is I hate that twist. I really do. I really do agree with Chef. You know, and I love
you agree with me on something?
Yeah. But it's one of them things where Eric's son was in that situation and he had to react on it. You know, he had to do it. And, you know, I think that also hurt his gameplay as well. But I feel like, too, because of they know that America's player has been used, every season someone goes, I think that's America's player. And it hurts somebody, like Judd. I mean, it literally backfired on Judd. And it's just one of them things where I think it's one of them things where now you have to compete against production, you have to compete against America, and then you have to compete against the people in the house. So you're literally playing three different games when you're in that house.
Right. I Cowboy, you brought up something that I think only the feed watchers may have seen. It wasn't on the episodes, but after Donnie told the relationship with Zach, she immediately went out to the hammock with the girls. She didn't say what she just heard, but she immediately went out there and said, I think there's an America's player in there.
Absolutely, and I did catch that as well. And I think it can hurt your day. But it's like, I don't know, it's one of them things where I hate the twist more than anything in the world. But if I was in the house and it was offered to me, obviously I would say, all right. And you have to make the best of it. But you have to be more strategic. And you have to play a harder game. I mean, Big Brother is hard in itself to play the game without America being involved and in production as well. And it's one of them things where when you add everything else, I have to say this is the best season I've seen in a long time, but they're having to work for that $500,000 a lot harder than any of us had to compete against.
You're long,
right?
So true. We do have a few callers on hold right now. Just want to let you know whenever you want to start taking calls.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Just Chef Joe, I know you're a busy person, so we're going to keep you just a little bit longer, and then we have Hallie coming on for the second part. So I like to take a couple callers, and then see if they have any questions for Chef Joe, Mike Mace, or myself, or even Paul or Cherry.
One of them just hung up. We had Mary on hold, and they just hung up. Mary and David were on hold. But we have another caller I'm going to bring up. She's one of our fans that I just adore. We have Miss Lena, how are you, sweetie?
Hi, everybody. I'm good. How are you?
Hello, hello, hello.
My home.
Hi. Thank you all so much for having me back on. I just adore you guys, and I feel so blessed. Like, I'm just this Canadian girl that runs on a treadmill and sells some really boring stuff, but I'm such a big fan of Big Brother and of your show and of you all. And I'm happy. Thank you.
We adore you, Lena. You are so sweet, and you have the best questions, and you have the best radio voice, and we
well,
love
thanks.
It when you call in.
Can I have
in.
A job?
Yes, you may.
I'll barrel right into the questions. Joe, Chef
right
Joe,
ahead.
Thank you. And so, yeah. Chef Joe, I'm very happy to speak with you. And I would like to ask you, how many variations of eggs can I make? Because I'm not the greatest cook, and I'm really good at making eggs, but I think it's getting on borderline boring.
Have you ever seen Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Think of the shrimp.
I've tried that. It's kind of gross.
No, not shrimp in it. You remember the guy that sat there and said 89 ways to make shrimp?
Yes.
Eggs are probably one of the most versatile products in your household.
Well,
think
they're
going
to have
way.
To be because that's all
eggs
I know how
go
to
with
make.
Everything.
Okay, gotcha. And I will be picking up. I didn't yet. I'm sorry, but I will be looking at getting your cookbook.
Oh,
it's
I think
wonderful.
Yeah, so I want to talk about Caleb and Amber and Cody. I would love for Cody to pin Amber up against the wall in the backyard, lay a kiss on her while Caleb is stuck in a room somewhere watching through a screen or camera.
He'll have to
be put in a rubber room.
Are you turning Big Brother into a porno?
Well, I mean, I think Cowboy kind of made mention that it's not that conservative of a show, right?
it's no holds barred tonight, right, Cowboy?
Should we put on our disclaimer?
No, we can talk about
it. You know, we're talking about... I mean, why not? It's. I want to see some action. I think
there
everybody
I do.
Does.
I do
you
too.
You
want to
torture
and that's,
Caleb
and that's,
a little bit, don't you?
Hmm? Pardon
you
me?
Want to torture Caleb a little bit, don't you?
Look, Caleb is hot, but he's so dysfunctional and he's so crazy that the hotness just wears off. Like, there's nothing appealing.
And it's funny you say that. I want to bring up a point. So this last week, it was this last Sunday, actually. It was on one of my day off. I took my girlfriend and I took my daughter. We went for ice cream. And Big Brother was coming on. And I asked him, I was like, hey, can you turn out for me? And, of course, she was a Big Brother fan. She was really excited and a cute young girl. She was probably, if I had a guess, she was probably about 16, 17 years old. And so she was like, I was like, you really like Caleb, don't you? And she giggled and she goes, yeah, he's just so hot. And I think, and the thing is she knew who I was. But she could not just tell them to ask me if I was on Big Brother. But her and her girlfriend that was working at the ice cream parlor literally was Googling me and giggling and looking at us. And I was like, and my girlfriend's new to this. And so I like, and of course my daughter's not. And so I was like telling my girlfriend, I was like, they're talking about me. And she goes, how do you know this? I said, I've been doing this for 10 years. I said, you kind of know when someone's trying to talk about you. And what I'm getting at is everybody is fans of Caleb because he's cute. And I feel like if Caleb was not obsessive with Amber like he has, he would be a Jeff all the way around because he's military, he's muscular, all the girls think he's hot, but what he did wrong was the way that he presented himself. And that's all it takes is the way that you present yourself.
Well, and true, and as a woman, that the whole stalking thing is a turn on.
Right.
Right.
Oh, it's a turn on when girls stalk me though. And
oh, okay, too. I'll remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
it is,
and the thing is, like, she can use it to her advantage, obviously, and she will. But I want to see something, you know, like everybody else is saying. I want to see something happen between her and Cody. And with him not in a rubber room somewhere, it's going to be really difficult because he's always there.
You know, the thing is if he was in the real world, he would have, a restraining order on him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in the real world. What he is doing in the real world, he would get a restraining order on himself.
And I think also it's hard for the other guys to watch him and not really want to say, look, we want to take you to the backyard and school you on how to treat a woman. So it's got to be really hard on all of these players. And I got to agree, I think this is, like, by far one of the best casts I've seen in a long time.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Probably since season 5. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to agree with everything you say, Cowboy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, this is the thing, is – I do love this season. I
mm-hmm.
think it is 10 times better than last year. And
20.
This is 50. The thing. Casting, they had to do what they had to do. They literally went and found at least 6 people that did not know Big Brother. They just found them in random places. I think that's where they did the right casting. And the reason why I say that is they didn't have nothing to lose. They're just going on a reality show and just playing the game. Season 2 of Big Brother Canada, he never watched the season, never knew what Big Brother was about, and he won the freaking game. I think that is the people that don't have nothing to lose. When you watch the game, well, just go in there and tell them you've never watched it. If you go in there and say that you know the game, that's what hurts you.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely, and they do, and they continue to get people with their raw material to the Big Brother world, right? They don't know. And if they do, they know very little. And I think
that's right.
I think, like, you go in there. If I was on Big Brother Canada, I would pretend I know nothing. I've never watched the show. Never. Now, I'd say I've never watched the show. You know, my friend told me to go on because she thought I'd do really good. Like, that's how I would play it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't go in there going, yeah, I've watched the show since day one, since season one, and all that kind of stuff. Now, I would go in definitely, like, I don't know the first thing about this show. I don't know anybody that used to be on it. So, you know, I know nothing.
Well, the thing is I know Mike Mace was not on Big Brother, but he was on Redneck Island. And it's similar because it's a potent show. And Chef Joe will agree with this, is they literally find reasons to get rid of you. By the way, we do have spoilers. Who won the HOH competition? Does everyone want to know who won?
Yeah.
Should I play the breaking news clip? We have a breaking news little clip I can put up here. Here we go.
Breaking news.
Go for it, Cowboy.
All right. The winner of the HOH competition was Frankie and Cody.
Yay!
I'm excited. Woo!
Maybe Cody can get Amber up into his room for a bit. I'm definitely going to try to be pinned to those feeds.
Hey, there's your porno. Just get the live feeds and watch the HOH room.
Oh, man.
Caleb is going to be stewing now.
I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't say hi to Mike. Mike Mace, I'm so sorry. And I wish I could share a few drinks with you over the phone, but, you know, that's not possible. But, hi.
I'm working on a way to do that right now. It's
okay, good. When you figure it out, let me know. We can make some good money, I think.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, I'm trying to make a career of pimping so I can make good money. And so if you have any ideas, I'm all about suggestions.
I'm a sweet girl. I don't talk about those type of things.
I had a sign on my door that said, completely satisfied or your money back, so I really never made any money.
Now, if I get my own show, it might be different.
Absolutely. Hey, and I think we're all working on that. Hey, Chef Joe, you know, as we're rolling into the end of the first part, is there anything that you'd like to just literally, I don't know, give the fans something like any advice of getting on Big Brother or in any reality show that maybe could help them and maybe got you on the show?
Yeah, I mean, it's simple as this. Be you and be it every time. The realer you are, the easier it is.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is the thing. I have to bring this up is Chef Joe is a real person. He is incredible. I love this man. And I love Mike Mace as well. I've hung out with both of these guys in a non-sexual way. But this is the thing. Chef Joe is an incredible cook. But I do have blackmail pictures. So when he actually makes it big time and gets his own show, I will release the food that he literally burned just to prove that he is not perfect by any means, but he is perfect in our eyes.
Aww.
So do you write this stuff down before you say it?
No, I literally am a natural on this stuff. I mean, I'm a beast, and that's why I live for this stuff. I love this stuff. I'm an entertainer. I tell you what, Chef Joe and I, I'm gonna give a little insights because obviously we did a show last year, a podcast. I'm not gonna mention no names, but obviously I think that they literally had a little money issues. But anyways, my thing is Chef Joe and I, we were a little bit scared one night because things were going awful. It literally took my computer 4 hours to download a 20-minute podcast. And so I was a little bit scared and everything. And the next day, we get an email from the CEO of the company saying he loved our show. And it was just, it was one of the moments that I was like so ecstatic to hear because Chef Joe and I, we threw some great segments out last year, didn't we?
That was some incredible fun, man. I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely, and I tell you what, when I got teamed up with Chef Joe, I was a little bit scared. I'm not going to lie. I was like, Chef Joe, really? That's who you're going to team me up with? But you know what? The very first show, him and I kicked it off. We were able to bounce it off of each other and in a non-sexual way. But it was just so much fun and so much great energy. That it was just, I don't know, it was just, and this is my theory, is most reality stars, they do have big heads and cocky and everything, but
in a
non-sexual
way.
In a non-sexual way. But the people that you literally...
Oh, my goodness, where is this going?
Wait a minute. And, but literally,
it's going in
the
a non-sexual
that you,
way.
But the people that you have on this show gives back, helps people, and I tell you, I have to bring this up. You mentioned Chef Joe's cookbook, and I literally have to bring this up, and we hate bringing this up on the show, but Cherry's house burned down about a year ago, and one thing that was in her house was Chef Joe's cookbook. And Chef Joe literally sent her a new copy after the fire. And that just shows his character and his personality.
Along with a T-shirt
that he wore the night before he sent it out.
So,
oh, my goodness.
I mean,
I'm
Chef
so
Joe
sorry to hear that.
Just a sweetheart. And for me to get that cookbook replaced was such a blessing, because I cherish that cookbook. You know, it was autographed by him, and I cherished it. And it was sitting on my coffee table the night that my house burned down, and it was one of the last visuals I had before I ran out of my house. And I'll never forget receiving that cookbook back. It was just something that I cherished, you know, so much. I had a lot of Big Brother memorabilia, a lot of reality show memorabilia that I lost in that fire. But getting that cookbook back meant so much. You know, it was something that I cherished so much, and it meant so much to get that back. And Chef Joe, I don't think I can ever say thank you enough for doing that for me. That meant so much to me.
All right, I'm not going to cry on the show. I'm not going to do it.
Well, you know what? We're going to change the mood. You know what? I mean, I did.
Can I say something?
Absolutely.
Terry, I would be interested in a friendship in a blank sexual way.
Non-sexual way.
She's really nice, isn't she?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I tell you what,
I'm just trying to lighten up the mood here.
Well, you know, this is the thing, and we're going to, because I want to try to get wrap up so we can, you know, basically, you know, evict Chef Joe to get to the second hour. But this is the thing. Cherry Garcia, let me tell you something about her real quick. Is I was on the phone with her, and her biggest concern was, I help people. People don't help me. And she meant it in the nice way. She was bawling. She was crying. She goes, Cowboy, I don't know how to receive it. And I said, easy. You receive it because you deserve it. And I believe that good people get something at the end. And we might go through some tribulations. We might go through some obstacles. You know, Chef Joe and I are fighting the same obstacles in our life to get to our master dream of where we want to go. But you know what? We have went through some obstacles, and we still, even when people told us that we would never be anybody, we are achieving our dream. Cherry Garcia is the same inspirational. She helps people like us. She fights for people like us. And she doesn't get nothing in return. And so when things were coming to her, let me tell you, even with our Toys for Tots, we do Toys for Tots in New Hampshire every year. Chef Joe has been a part of it. Him and I cooked last year. It's best organization. Last year was the best of them all. It was six seasons that Panther from New Hampshire has put on, and it was the best. We literally had a U-Haul from front to back of toys. And I tell you what, we literally, Cherry Garcia has came to our event twice, I do believe. But
three.
This last three seasons, I do apologize. But we literally, I gave a shirt off my back. I gave her literally a shirt from our event the year prior with autographs. And we, John Crocker, a big brother fan, gave her a chess set. And so it was just something that she lost a lot in that fire. She really did. But I think in to this day, nothing could put a price on what she lost, but nothing could put a price on what she has gained. And that's just because she's just an incredible person. And her and Paul puts a lot of behind the scenes into this show. And so without them, this show would not continue.
Well, thank you for that, Cowboy. Cherry, I'm wondering, after tonight's episode, should we start calling you Jocasta?
Please don't.
I was just going to say no.
No. It was her DR when she said, "I'm always giving, I never..." Remember that part? That's what I was referring to.
You know, it's funny, real quick, because I really wanted to talk about it. I'm glad you brought up Jocasta. Let me tell you something. Right before Big Brother, I watched Shark Tank. I'm a huge fan of Shark Tank. We all know that I invest, I try to make a dollar. It's just, I love Shark Tank. There was a little 11-year-old boy that has handcrafted Moe's bows. Please, if you're into bow ties, look his name up 5 times. Moe's bows. But let me tell you something.
I saw that one.
Jocasta is wearing his design bow tie. I swear.
Is that his?
Whoa.
Those are Moe's bows?
I don't know that for a fact. But they literally, if you really zoom in and you go to Moe's bows and look at her bow tie, that looks literally like his design. And if it is,
well,
she's giving an 11-year-old's dream come true. She has not talked about it, but it looks like his design.
Hey,
I think that's very observant of you.
I wanted to comment on last night's episode because I thought it was so hilarious for the POV. First of all, Derek comes out and says, "It's time to pick for POV," and the shot of Brittany in the shower was
absolutely, absolutely.
And then to see just Jocasta's bow tie sitting in the chair.
Yeah,
and then
I love that bow tie sitting there.
And the POV set, holy crap, was that awesome.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I tell you what, Chef Joe, as we're wrapping up, we're not ending the show, ladies and gentlemen. Chef Joe has really have given his busy time to us. Is there anything that you'd like to end as we end the first segment of our show?
Me or them?
Chef Joe, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Anything
Joe,
you want to promote?
Joe.
You know, guys, first of all, thanks for giving me a call and having me on here because it's been pretty cool. I enjoy you guys as always. I hate that it's been so long. You know, always when we do, it's fun. So let's make it sooner than next time.
Well,
absolutely.
Right.
Well, Chef Joe, you have an open invitation. So when things are solid for you where you can talk about it, please come on the show and let's advertise what you're going to do because we are behind you 100%.
Thanks. Appreciate it, guys. I really do.
I'm just so happy for you, Joe. I'm so
thanks
happy
a lot.
For you. Take care, honey.
Yeah. Take
thanks
care, Chef Joe.
You'll be hearing from
it was nice talking to you.
Right,
absolutely.
Please come on
love
when you
bro.
Can make your big announcement.
All
All right. See you guys.
Take care, hon.
Give hugs and kisses to your family.
And I guess I should get going, too, so you can let some other callers in. I want to thank you all again for, you know, allowing me to be on here. I'm so happy.
Hey,
I'm so grateful.
No, wait a minute. No, wait. We're actually, if you don't have no other arrangements, you need to just stay on the line. You're fine. We can bring other callers. You literally have to meet our next guest, because if you think that we were bad, this next guy will want to do your implants. So if you ever wanted to get breast implants, he probably will pay for them. He just wants to get visitation rights. But you have to stay on.
I can tell you right now, I don't need them. But if he wants to talk, I can chat.
Absolutely. Well, stay on, because you have been so much fun. We love people like you, and Howie loves people like you as well. But the thing is we were calmer than what Howie's going to be. So I can't.
Oh, I'm all up for it. Let's get the game
well,
on.
Give you a run for your money. So,
we'll see.
All right. So, Cherry, do we have anyone else on the line that we can bring up that wants to talk Big Brother, wants to talk to Mike Mace, and see you know what? We need to do like a dating show for Mike Mace. I mean, that would be like incredible. Because, you know, Mike Mace is like this cute, handsome-fied redneck that all he does is spend his time in the shower with conditioner.
In a non-sexual way.
And how I know this is we spent time in the hotel room
in a non-sexual way.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyways, it's crazy. I knew it was going to be a crazy night. I'm going to step away just for 2 seconds.
There was alcohol involved.
Okay, we'll be here, Cowboy.
I'm going to just make sure that Howie is about to call in.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Cherry, we've got an opportunity to bring up any subjects, anything from the last couple of shows that you had written down, any quotes?
Well, I do have an announcement. I do have a big announcement for Monday's show.
Ooh.
This coming Monday.
Rumble, please.
This coming Monday on the Manic Monday show with Michelle Costa. 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Pow, pow!
Oh,
no way!
Yes. Pow, pow is going to be with Michelle Costa. So make sure you're with us. It's going to be wild one.
Yes, Mark.
So Team America's goal this week is to put somebody on the button they think is a threat, right?
Right.
With Frankie being the HOH, didn't that just seal that deal right there for him?
Oh, wow. You're absolutely right.
That was easy.
Absolutely. But this is the thing. Caleb is going on the block.
He's getting backdoored.
Yep. Caleb will probably be the target for the week.
Oh, no doubt.
Well, I hope so.
Because they're going to put Caleb and they're going to put Caleb and Brittany, or not Amber, against each other. That way he'll throw everything again, make him think that he has a vote, and be her knight in shining armor as he goes home for the love of his life.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. I just want to bring this up, Mike. I don't know how long it will last, but I've been watching the feeds a lot, and every time I see Caleb up until last night, it's like, oh, my God, this guy is just – he never has a smile on his face. People are cracking up around him in a funny way, just enjoying the time, and he just sits there stewing with this blank stare and frown on his face. Last night, he finally in the HOH said – okay, I'm done. I'm done with the Amber thing. I'm back in the game. And he started talking. Now, we'll see if that continues or not.
Where Toria won't go. Hey,
Michael in the chat room, I'm sorry, Paul, said that Victoria will go up on the block. She is safe this week.
Well, that's one thing that like really had me laughing about Jocasta and how she was acting when she got POV or when Johnny gave her the POV. I had a better chance of going home, and I'm not even in the house.
You know, I tell you, Mike Mace, I tell you what, you actually did very well in Redneck Island. How do you feel like you could do in Big Brother? Just if you brought your talents or what you know about reality TV to Big Brother, how do you think you would do?
Oh, man. I mean, I think I would kind of go in with a little bit of an upper hand because, knowing the social game aspect and how to play it. It's a little different because we filmed the whole season of Redneck Island in a month. So just and we were doing something every day. So the extra downtime in Big Brother might be something I had to get used to, but it's something that can easily be adjusted, I'm sure. I don't know. It's definitely something that I've been toying around with the idea with. So I might be trying out for season 17. You never know.
Looks like we have our next guest.
Awesome. Here we go. Hold your bottoms because we have the
cake
implant specialist.
Here comes a beefcake.
An implant
we
specialist.
Have Jedi Howie Gordon with us. How are you, Howie?
Doing pretty good. I just finished the show actually about 5 minutes ago.
It must be nice to live on your time.
Pretty
you sound
cool,
out
right?
of breath, Howie.
What do you say about breasts?
they warned me about you. I said, you
evil
sound
Dick,
out of breath.
Evil Dick left me a message a couple weeks ago, and I was supposed to do a show. He's like, I'll give you an implant. I'll implant my boot up your ass. Pretty funny.
Hey,
what's
Howie.
Going?
Yeah.
So
Howie,
Go ahead.
Let me ask this question, Michael. I'm wondering how he feels about the Jack Shack being talked about for quite a bit now this season.
I saw a couple of tweets about it. I haven't heard it myself. Anything that they want to carry on for years and years later, bad or good, I'm all about the legacy. They want to talk good or bad about me, I'm kind of honored that they're talking about me. But the thing you're referring to, yeah, that was a great act, wasn't it, back in the day?
So, Howie, is it true that you will buy girls implants just so you can get visitation rights?
Visitation rights? Like in prison or what?
No, like they were kids. You dumbass, think a little bit, through the lines a little bit.
Yeah, that's over my head, bro. It's been a long day. But you got to help me with this one here. Buy implants for visitation rights?
So if you buy, you get visitation rights to the breast.
To the boobies.
Like you get 2 weeks on in the summer, you get every other week, and visitation on, like, Monday, stuff like that.
So you're saying I got a bunch of illegitimates out there, and I'm going to buy these former girls' implants so I can see the kids?
No.
All right.
You
pay we'll
for the implants, so you get to go visit the implants you paid for every few weeks.
Who thought of this one? Was that you, Cowboy?
It was Cowboy's idea, not mine. I'm just trying to explain it.
Oh, you're making a grown.
Don't try to take your own reality and diverted to me, with a lot of people on the phone listening, just so you can kind of, like, hide behind the scenes. If you're doing it, I'm proud of you. That's a great story.
That's awesome. Oh, I love Howie. So, Howie, so what do you think of this season of Big Brother 16?
Well, at first, like, the first couple, like, 5, 6, 7 episodes, it was really painful to watch Devin and Zach because they were, like, probably historically the worst players I've ever seen. They made me and you look like friggin' Dr. Will, I'll be honest with you.
But I mean,
it got to the point where, like, I can watch Devin, and you accept it, and he's pretty entertaining. Now that he's gone, who's going to fill that role, man? Because he was, that guy got a lot of airtime, man. He was in the DR. They showed him in the house. And with him gone now, I hope someone can fill that, because he was pretty entertaining as bossy and as crazy and as bad gameplay as he showed. But he was entertainment, and that's what it's all about when you really break it down. I don't know. It's starting off slow. I mean, before tonight, there were still 14 house guests 3 weeks into the show. And, you know, normally the cast starts at 14. So I guess we got a lot of Big Brother to go. It started off slow, but I like the stalker thing with Caleb and Amber. It's pretty cool little story. It's still early, man. You know, Donnie, he's a great player, but I think people are, you know, getting the keen to him, and I don't know if he's got a month left on the show or not, because they're probably figuring him out, as smart as he is. But, you know, it's starting to pick up. There's a lot of things are changing, you know, from week to week. It's started off slow, like a lot of them do, just because there's not a lot going on early, but I don't know. It's, you know. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, Howie, I want to say that we had Chicken George on our show last week, and he really loved spending time with you. He said that he still practiced his Jedi practices because of you. How does that make you feel that he still practices to be a Jedi?
I'm completely honored. I mean, he was a great apprentice until he went to the dark side. And got me out of the house. He went to be, you know, and that happens if you watch the Star Wars movies. You know, your former apprentice goes to the dark side and comes after his master. And I don't know, it was great that I trained him. He went to the dark side, then he came back. You know, he saw the light. Obviously, he came back, and he's training under the Jedi way. He's not a Sith Lord anymore. I like it a lot. You know, here we are. When was All Stars? 8 years now. Oh my gosh, yeah, 8 years ago. And he's still training as a Jedi. I respect it completely.
Yeah, he is an incredible person.
Oh, I love George. He's awesome, man. It's been too long. We got to see him soon.
Yeah, Howie, I did. I was stumbling across some clips of your seasons on YouTube last night, and there was so many. I mean, these were short clips, and it was like, oh, I loved Howie so much in both of his seasons. But one of the clips was you as Big Boy getting out in the backyard and jumping and wrestling with Chicken George. You remember that?
Yeah, if you talk to George or you talk to James, they'll tell you that's the greatest, that's some of the greatest footage of Big Brother history that never aired on the show. That never made the show.
Right.
That was live feed, obviously YouTube, and we were kind of pissed because that was fun as hell when we filmed it. And obviously, it's fun as hell to watch it, and we were kind of sour. It never made the show. We're like, what the hell is a Big Boy wrestling? Yeah, do I remember that? Of course, man. I remember it was 5 minutes ago. That was friggin' awesome. Dr. Will coaching it, and James wrestling me, kicking my butt at first. Till George, he got upset, and I went to protect. Yeah, that was awesome, man. That's some of the greatest footage that never made the show. It was, I love that clip. You kidding me? I watch that every, a year does not go by when I don't watch that a few times for sure.
Howie,
we do have another caller.
Oh.
We do?
Just wanted to let you know.
Oh, yeah.
Let's bring him up.
And I just lost my switchboard. Paul, can you bring him up?
Welcome to the show, Big John.
Well,
Big
hello.
John.
How you doing, Patty? And
Dan Kaminsky.
And Paul and Mr. Ellis and Mr. Gordon. How are you all tonight?
Danny Kaminsky.
Hi, Dan.
Thought you were sleeping, bro. I didn't think you were going to make it.
I was sleeping most of the day. My air conditioner went out yesterday. It was 100 degrees.
No.
Yeah.
100 degrees, that's pretty cool for Vegas this time of year.
Oh, yeah. I had to put a jacket on.
I was just about to say that. You probably got a jacket on, sleeping with a lot of covers tonight. It's only down to 100? in the middle of July.
Yeah, you laughed at me last night. I had wet blankets on top of me and four fans running. Like a dumbass, I should have been in a motel, but I wasn't.
You were? You could have just $525
later, I got it fixed.
I was going to say, you did get it fixed today, didn't you?
Yep, my house is about 85 now. It's still going down. It just got fixed about an hour ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, hey, Dan, Howie is out to buy implants. Can he buy implants on you?
What kind of implants are we looking for? I don't think they do brains yet.
For me or for you, Danny?
Oh, I left my brain long time ago. I don't have one.
Well, actually, Kyle and I were talking about he actually wanted to get a penile implant extension, but when they couldn't find the original, they just had to throw out the whole idea.
I don't think they make them in extra small.
Extra small.
Oh, hey, Dan, how many times have you gotten to hang out with Howie for all the events that you've been at?
Oh, I've stayed at Dan's house.
Oh, too many. I try to go the other way when I see Howie.
Oh, did y'all hear that? He tries to go the other way. So what he's saying is he don't go for girls. He goes for guys when Howie's around.
Nice.
Bad press, good press. Girls, guys, they're both attracted to me. I'm humbled by it. I'm honored by it. And yeah, I mean, I'm a great-looking guy. I could see why Dan would change sides for me. I understand.
And I called him why?
Dad, you ain't the first guy, buddy. Don't worry, but don't feel bad. You're not the first guy.
I'll tell you what. You would be my first guy and my last.
Oh, man.
I guess he's saying he'd be really committed.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks, Patty. I needed that. I need all the help. You know,
why did I push one
tonight?
Oh, man. After this chat, I'm probably never going to be employed again.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? You did Big Brother, and you still obtained a job. So I'm really surprised by that. So congratulations.
I appreciate that. I am shocked, too. So, yeah, if that didn't destroy my career, then definitely this.
Oh, they're always hiring at McDonald's. What do you expect?
Speaking of that, Howie, we were trying to figure out, were you the one that first created the Jack Shack?
Well, let me ask you a question. How many people listen to this show?
Oh, probably about 2,000 to 3,000 people a week.
After tonight, maybe 2 or 3.
Does this get printed online and stuff? Like, is there, like, after the show's over, can people still listen to it?
Yes.
Yes.
Then we'll talk about that comment off the record.
It
but,
does go in the podcast.
I was the originator. Yes, I was. And it was scripted for television. Hint, hint. Yeah, Big Brother put me up to it and said, hey, play this act out, and it'll look good for TV. And I did that, and I was the founder 2005 of the JS.
You know, so we tried to get everyone involved. Mike Mace, do you have any comments for Howie? Because I know
Mike
that
Mace
you are
dropped
a huge.
Off, babe.
Oh, he's drunk. He passed out on the floor. All right, we just move on. I love how he just drops off and doesn't say bye. He does that quite a bit, but that's all right. That's a redneck for you.
Who dropped off?
Mike Mace from Redneck Island.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Howie, I know you're all about the ladies. Who do you like on this season? Who's your favorite female?
Well, they're all pretty cute, I'll be honest, man. It's a pretty good-looking cast. Alba was really cute. Victoria, I think I saw her on the show for the first time today. I think she's pretty cute. Let's see. Who's the married girl? The divorced girl? Brittany?
Brittany?
Yeah, she's cute. Let's see, who else is on there? And she's got a nice little stalker. She's cute. My favorite is probably Papa.
You really want Frankie, and you know it.
Frankie, I was getting to that. Frankie is probably the cutest, and I was going down the line. Frankie's the cutest this year for sure.
Hey Howie, do you watch The Amazing Race at all?
Not really. I'll be honest with you. The only time I watched it was with Rachel and Brendan, and when Jeff and Jordan were on. I don't watch it religiously. I don't like that show. I don't think.
Hey Howie, did you watch it when I was on there?
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah,
we have two callers from The Amazing Race back on the switchboard.
Yes, that's why I was bringing
it up.
Okay, here we go. I'm glad they called back in. Mary and David, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thank you for calling back in.
Well, Howie, I wasn't no fan of yours either, buddy. But I really was, okay?
I just don't watch her. I mean, there's only so much time to watch.
I really was your fan. I thought you were awesome, honey.
I appreciate it.
Kind of crazy,
I mean, with all my Bigfoot shows and then Big Brother, I don't have time to watch everything.
I know. I wouldn't expect you to like the best show in the world, but that's okay.
The Amazing Race is a great show. It is a great show.
So, Mary, are you happy of the outcome of tonight's eviction?
You know, yes, I wanted Devin gone over Caleb. I'm not like a huge Caleb fan no more.
Because, you
know, him just putting Amber above everything's ridiculous. I thought it would have been a cool show if they'd evicted Caleb. That would have been a cool show.
I was hoping for that too myself. I want him to go.
Yeah, his top would have flipped, wouldn't it? He'd been mad.
Yeah, he would have been. That would have been for a better show tonight, in my opinion. I guess I don't know. Because Devin would have been a target next week. That was smart for them to do.
Right. Earlier when I was listening in, they said it was the best thing to vote Devin out. No, keep Devin. He's going to be a target every week.
Absolutely.
That way you played the game. And you're going to say the best thing to do is vote out Devin? You know, goodwill, somebody has somebody to put up every week, and it's going to be Devin.
Yep. That was a dumb move on the house guest part, in my opinion.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I like to have seen Caleb go just so we could see Caleb make love, as our fellow Canadian said, that she wants to see Cody and Amber in a porno.
Huh.
I think those are more your words, Cowboy. They were, but you know, the thing is I want to see them have a chance at love if they have the connection to make it work.
Yeah,
you know, just like
they're playing Big Brother.
Well, absolutely. I totally agree. You know, Howie, you know, unfortunately, you know, you didn't have a showmance. Well, you did have a showmance, but it was with Rosemary and her five sisters.
You forgot Chicken George, too.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, if Cowboy and Dan would be on the show, there would have been some romancing going on.
Absolutely.
But I'd always been on top.
But, you know, you can talk about Cody and Amber, and you can talk about Caleb and Amber, but the true showmance of the show is Nicole and Hayden, guys.
Yep.
They are cute. They really are cute.
Gosh, they're amazing.
They really are. You know, this is the thing. This is what I told my girlfriend. If I was on this season of Big Brother, I would have got to get with Nicole, and I would have had a chance.
No, seriously,
Nicole literally gives every guy like Howie and myself the confidence that we could get a girl like that. I mean, that's really good.
Yeah, I agree. you would have kissed the frog, huh?
I would literally kiss the frog, and she would literally be my trailer park queen.
That's so mean.
Cowboy, your boyfriend doesn't mind you talking like that, huh?
Oh, hey, this is the thing. She knew what she was getting herself, and she's listening to the show as we speak. And she's smiling ear to ear. I tell you what, I got a good girlfriend. She knows that when I talk like that, it's all about entertainment. It's all about fun. And, yeah, I mean, I tell you what, that's the reason why I made the decision to have her in my life, because regardless of what girl walks by, if she's cute, I'm going to say that she's cute. I don't want to get slapped. I do respect my girlfriend. She knows that. But it's like we're humans. I mean, if someone is walking by or on TV and says, oh, she's beautiful, do you want to get slapped for it? No, you want to be able to be yourself and be creative and just have fun with it. I mean, she knows at the end of the day, she comes home to me. I mean, and that is, well, actually, I come home to her. But, I mean, it's one of them things where, how do you know? You have dated girls that have probably got jealous of the spotlight.
And it's
one of them things where when you find somebody that trusts you but does not get mad when you make a comment, that is the person that you need to be with.
That's why Dave Jr.'s got me. Y'all know he falls in love with these women every year on Big Brother.
Absolutely.
His new hottie is Brittany.
Cowboy, have you introduced your girl to the Four Horsemen or to the Santa Monica Fanboys yet?
You know, this is the thing, Howie. So it's funny you bring that up. So my girlfriend and my daughter was going through some of my old stuff, and they found the original pictures of our rap party from season 5. And there's a lot of the Four Horsemen in those pictures. I mean, it brought so many memories. I mean, I was just like, wow. I mean, even I have to bring this up. Sean Law was even in one of them pictures, and now she's like a supervisor producer.
Yep. Her name's on there now this year, man. Her name's on there big time this year.
Absolutely. And I have a picture of when she was just, she was one of the ones that took care of the families after they were casted. So she went from that to supervise producer. That's really
Davey,
big
you
time, guys.
You saw a guy on the FaceTime with Davey.
Huh?
Nothing.
Oh, tell Davey I said hi. So anyways, it's just one of them things
you didn't show pictures of Nokomis, did you?
Yes, Nokomis was in them pictures. It was like it was our whole rap party. It was Allison Grodner. There was a picture of Alice Grodner and I. There was pictures of Robin Cast and I. I mean, it was just it brought so many memories. But I had to be a father right now, so my girlfriend and my daughter found one of my trophies that I won in running. I used to run cross country back in when I was younger. Now, if I run a block, I'd rather get in a car and drive it. But they found the trophy back in my high school years. And my 11-year-old made the comment today, "Dad, well, I win trophies like you won." And he's about to start cross country, a man after my own heart. I went to state in cross country. And so it was like, it was really, as a father passing it down to my son, I said, yes, you will win plenty. I mean, I don't know how quick he's going to be. I just said, yes, you're going to be great at it. And he will be great at it. He's got long legs, longer than what I had. And so it's one of them things where I'm glad that he wants to follow in his dad's footsteps and run cross country. So I'm just throwing that out there that I was really excited on our conversation today. And but in a way, yes. But also in those findings, they found Barefoot.
Bigfoot?
Oh, wait a minute. Bigfoot. Not Barefoot.
What are you
Bigfoot.
Talking about? Barefoot?
Well,
oh,
that joke just fell right out of his ass, didn't it, Michael?
Oh, you know,
well,
I'll tell you what. I know that Howie is in love with Bigfoot, and I really feel like that is the person he's going to marry in life, is Bigfoot.
You mean a female Bigfoot with big implants?
Absolutely.
Hey,
Mary?
Howie, speaking of old, there you go.
Go ahead, Pa.
No.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask if, speaking of past house guests, if Howie's still in touch with his castmates, especially one of my favorites, Janelle.
Oh yeah, of course. Who doesn't? We all keep up. We all. Let's see. I talk to almost all of them. I don't talk to Jen. I don't talk to Yvette. I don't talk to Maggie really. I talk to Cappy a little bit here and there. But, yeah, I talk to Janelle pretty much. I think she's coming to Chicago soon, actually.
Really?
Yeah, so this summer she said she's coming, so I should see her soon probably.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a party.
Yeah, she's everyone's favorite. Oh, yeah, we stay in touch. And I mean, I'm going to see James this weekend. He's downtown, Chicago. Can you guys hear me?
Uh-oh. That'll be a party for sure, you and James.
Yep. And Kaser, I talk to about once a year. Sometimes he's just kind of hard to get a hold of. Talk to Rachel.
Got married,
didn't he? Kaser got married?
Did I hear something wrong? Did Kaser get married?
I didn't hear about it.
I
didn't even know if he had a girlfriend or not, so I don't know if he's gotten married. I have no idea.
Hey, Dan. If Howie gets married, shouldn't we throw him ultimate bachelor party?
In Vegas, baby.
Howie getting married? No, that's not likely. I don't think there's a woman put up with Howie more than 15 minutes at a time.
At least he'd be married for 15 minutes.
It's better than nothing, right?
Come on out to Vegas. That's true. We could you could have a 15-minute. Brittany did it for 48. Why can't Howie do it for 15?
So, Howie, to come up in Vegas in September, we'll get you married for, and then get you annulled for 15 minutes.
What's more expensive, the marriage license or the annulment?
No, in Vegas you can get an annulment really quick.
Here, you can go through the drive-thru.
The drive-thru.
They got a drive-thru wedding chapel. It's just south of, it's about block south of the Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars. Oh, Vegas, baby, Vegas.
Howie, are you yawning on us? Are you? Do you have to work tomorrow?
Yeah, I got to work. But nothing to do with you guys. It's just a long day, man. I worked out. It's just nothing to do with you. I 2 nights ago I went to bed at 9, man. I was so freaking tired.
Oh my God!
Wow, yeah. Do you got kids?
No. No kids.
If you had kids, he wouldn't be going to bed at 9, Cowboy.
Well, I'll tell you what.
If I had kids, I'd probably be going to bed at 6 o'clock. I'd be more tired.
Yeah, like in the morning.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Howie, I tell you what, we do appreciate you calling in. We're going to let you say your last goodbye message to everybody, and then we're going to talk to Mary for the last 30 minutes of the show. Howie, is there anything that you'd like to tell everybody that's listening to the show?
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. It's still too early. You know,
Howie with nothing to say. What is going on here?
Until about a week ago, I don't think I knew everybody's name on the show yet, so I'm still getting into it. And, the economy's going to change, obviously, with all the fighting and Kayla's
Howie, do you have at least a favorite? Is there one person that you'd like to see in the top five.
In the bottom five?
Top.
The top five.
Oh, I thought, favorite. You said favorite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you said least favorite.
He did.
Yeah, I thought he said least favorite.
He did.
Who do I want? Who do I don't know. I mean, everybody loves Donnie. I'm kind of on the Donnie bandwagon, Team Donnie. I'll be honest, it's just still so early. There's only been three people gone. And so, I mean,
you're right.
I'll let you get back to it really quick, though. But look out for Christine and look out for Nicole, man. They kind of hide in the wings. Christine's in the background. Her, that alliance of her and Hayden, they're going to be strong, man. They're going to be tough.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, Howie, we're going to have you back in at least 3 to 4 weeks. And I would love to see if you have a favorite by then. I mean, because I know that you're on Howie time. So I know it's going to take you a little bit. Yeah, so it's going to take you a little bit of time.
Show. Thanks for having me on, everyone. And, we'll catch up in a couple of weeks then, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Thank you, Howie.
Love
you, Ben. Love
you, guys.
Good night,
all right,
Papa
guys.
Howie.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Take care, Howie.
Wow. I tell you what, we've had some incredible reality stars tonight. Mike May,
Dan Kaminsky,
Chef Joe, Dan Kaminsky,
and
Howie Gordon. But the best of them all, we have David and Mary from Amazing Race. I know
amazing
that they
people
have a disagreement about something. So let's hear your disagreement about tonight's show. What did y'all say differently tonight? We want to hear.
No, tonight's show went just how we expected it to go, teachers.
But did you hear who won HOH?
We're watching it.
So what do y'all think about the new HOHs?
Okay, Dave, what do you think? Because I'm not happy.
Well, I'm not happy because Caleb's one of my favorite in the house. I really,
that's his favorite, not mine.
It,
would you buy that
like
boy
Donnie
some buttons then?
If you got it, flaunt it.
He's got a good chance.
If you got it, flaunt it. But my thing is he's not a true Kentuckian. He's got a lot of Dallas in him.
Because, you know, we get our live feeds and people keep saying, because they say he's from Kentucky, right?
He's born
David
and raised
puts on
in
there,
Dallas.
Yeah, David writes on there all the time. He's born and raised in Dallas, Texas. Yes, he served in our army and fought for our country.
And I like a lot of things about him.
And, yes, now he lives in Kentucky. So his good manners comes from Kentucky, but everything else ain't nowhere near Kentucky.
I put on there his cockiness is from Dallas, his you know, his friendliness,
loyalty
is from Kentucky.
No, loyalty is from the Army.
And his friendliness is from
Kentucky. So don't keep blaming everything on Kentucky.
My deal is this game is about ready to get boring. If Devin was somebody who shook up the house, but if they let Cody and Zach's about to take his game over, and if that happens, this is going to be plumb boring.
Yeah, but how cool would it have been if Cody and Amber had teamed up and had a household?
Whoa.
Caleb would have flipped his lid.
He would be, they'd need a rubber room for him stacked.
Yeah,
I mean,
instead of having the horns, we'd be seeing the smoke coming out of those horns.
Let me just put this in on there. When you talk about if Cody and Amber were co-HOHs, I can see Caleb at the HOH door like Danielle Reyes was in All Stars. Remember when she got drunk and started banging on the door?
They'd be sitting together in the same bed without Caleb even knowing it, having locked out. Oh, my God. That would have been a week and a half.
It's going to be bad enough with Cody being HOH because I think he's going to have Amber
up there.
I think
he's going to backdoor Caleb.
He's backdoor Caleb for sure.
I see that.
I agree.
Yep. I think so, too. I think this is going to be a bad, bad week for Caleb. And I don't think he even sees it coming. But he's going to have a rough week this week. And
One
it's
thing about
be a
it
wild
is,
ride.
I guarantee he'll go out with a bang.
Oh yeah, I think so.
I guarantee the house will be shook up if he leaves.
Yep, I think you're right. Mary, I just wanted to say earlier when you were talking about David falling in love with the girls from Big Brother, you didn't catch my little hint. I went, push.
Push. Yeah.
Well, this year's
Chanel. Portia. Jen City. What's her name?
Jen City, you're
no, the one we met in Manhattan you ain't shut up about.
Portia.
JoJo.
No.
JoJo. Yeah, JoJo. He didn't know she was that pretty until he met her in real life. Thank you, cowboy.
He bumped your head.
JoJo's a sweetheart.
She was pretty, but no.
Yeah, you talk about her a lot.
Portia, Janelle, they're ones I talk about, and I got a new one this year.
Brittany.
Brittany's one hot mama. That's all they are, too.
Yeah.
David, you can't disrespect her, though. She's a mama.
I said she's one hot mama.
Okay.
Push her.
I
shut up.
I love.
She knows us, David.
I was there for part of it. I was there at Toys for Tots the year she was there.
Yeah.
I'd be her elf in ear.
Oh my
she
goodness!
She was a stalker. Oh, Lord,
you can be now.
Over, though.
I wasn't no stalker.
No, she was.
No, she wasn't.
I found out you liked her, David, and everywhere I looked, she was there.
No.
Yeah.
She never found out I liked her. I just said she's cute.
I told her that you're in love with her.
Honey, she's too young to even know what you're saying.
Exactly. Think about that. She's too young for you.
Never.
And plus, she ain't like me. Cowboy done said, the good ones let you look. I let you look. I just don't let you play.
I wouldn't have to look nowhere else.
Well, okay.
Oh, hey, you know, I look. I can touch. I might not.
What?
I probably get touched right back. I get slapped.
Yeah, you'll get slapped in the face.
Yeah, but when we look, we got to touch ourselves.
Okay,
think
so let's
about
stop
it.
Talking about all this junk, okay?
Hey, David, I'm going to send you some conditioner for Christmas.
I might need it.
Cowboy, listen to me.
What about Frankie?
Wouldn't it be awesome if Big Brother gave him a picture of Ariana Grande? I can't stand Frankie, guys.
What?
I can't stand him, Cowboy. I want his game blowed straight out of the water.
Well, let me tell you something. I got a lot of respect, and you know me very well. And when I give someone some respect,
Cowboy, no.
So,
you're just sucking up to him because your sister's Ariana Grande, and you know you're going to meet him at the finale, and let's act like I like him.
Mary,
I don't like
Mary,
him at all.
Mary. Do you know how he literally got on Big Brother?
I don't care.
No,
I don't like how he
got on Big Brother. Can I
tell
you?
How'd he get on, Tammy? How'd he get on?
Quit screaming, he can tell you.
Oh, Adam
Park got him on. It was not because of his sister. I mean, it helped. But Adam Park actually helped him get on to Big Brother. Frankie went to a premiere party of Adam's, and so he met Frankie at one of his premiere parties in New York.
Okay.
So he literally was literally a huge fan of Big Brother.
Okay, I understand that. I really do.
And so
to
Adam
me, Max, he's not a fan of Cowboys. He's a fan of probably The Rat.
The fact that
you
they get a dollar per
rat,
vote
rat,
from
rat
the young
is?
Kids that call in to vote. And CBS
oh, he
gets
reminds
to reap
me
the rewards of all that voting.
I
sure
like
doesn't
Frankie
hurt.
At first, but Frankie to me
he's
is
playing everybody in the house and everybody knows it. That makes me mad.
To me, he can't pick a side. He's going to get caught up in it.
Here he is. They all know it. It just makes me mad.
No. Right now they don't. Right now,
yes they do. David.
I'm telling you right now, he's sitting pretty in the house too. He's
David watches live feeds Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
That's when David watches it. He got the earphones on his head, and he's constantly telling the kids, get out of my face, I'm watching live feeds.
Honey, every other time you got it on, reading me
Dad,
morning, reading me the
laptops,
whole thing. Yeah, whatever. I know just as much about it as
you
do.
No, you don't. Everybody knows that Frankie's a floater. He's like a major. I can't stand that.
It don't matter. You got people like Victoria and Brittany. And,
it also bothers me, Terry. David,
he
I ain't talking to you.
He can persuade
David,
them easy.
I ain't talking to you, Terry. It also bothers me a lot that he, you know, like with Alyssa last year, it really bothered me, didn't it? That she had connections with Rachel Riley, and that brings in, if America gets to vote, of course, Rachel Riley's sister's going to win it. And I got how many people to come to the Stampede last year making bets against me about that? And
yeah,
the whole thing is he's got all these followers. Of course he's going to get voted every time, every time. They just saved him for the last one just because they wanted to make me look stupid. But I know good and well he's the first one voted in.
Yeah, that does have an uneven playing field when they have, you know, connections to an A-lister out there like that. So
yeah, but the America's Twist, I love. I love that America gets a say.
Well, I'm going to like Frankie a lot better this week if in the next couple of days he finally goes up and talks to Caleb and tell Caleb what's really going on so that they can really shake his house up and pick a side and get rid of stupid Cody. I like Zach. I like Zach and I like Dirk. Cody's the one person in the house I ain't never liked.
Okay, Terry, why?
I want to say this. So, Mary, and this is the thing, and I've had to come down a notch to believe this.
Okay.
I do understand what you're saying about Frankie, who his sister is, and Alyssa with Rachel. But this is what I have came to understand in this week alone about Frankie. If he's any remotely closely like his sister. This last week on Twitter, I do follow his sister because of Big Brother. I started following her. She, Kat and Sam actually got canceled.
Ain't that a shame? My little girl loves Kat,
yeah,
Sam and Kat.
I watch it every day.
I know. So it literally got canceled. But on her Twitter, she said, thank you to my fans. Thank you to the guy. She literally put the names out there of the producers. Thank you for believing in me. Of everything that has gotten me to this point, I will choose to follow my music career that I've always wanted to do, but I will not forget where I am today. Something like that. So I have to take that, and I have to say, you know what? Frankie's probably just like that.
You read what she said, but listen. It's not just Kat. It's Sam and Kat. In that whole thing that she never thanked the other person.
Quit screaming.
Sorry. You understand what I'm saying? She never once thanked Sam. That was a show because of Sam and Kat.
No, I mean, her acting career started on Victorious. She did not necessarily have to thank Kat.
I understand that, but I also know when Sam and Kat ended and she wants to thank everybody, she thanked all the producers and everybody to do with Sam and Kat, but not her ex, not her other person.
Yeah, but this is the thing.
Well, that's going to be, I'm telling you, I'm not, you know, I think it's cool and I'd love to meet Ariana Grande and my little girl would, like, worship her feet. I'm just Big Brother, okay? And to me, if you're going to throw a twist in there that's America, then you put 16 normal people that nobody has met in their life, 16 invisible people that could walk around New York City and nobody know who they are. You don't give somebody an edge, cowboy. You can't ever talk me into that.
Okay, so everybody knows that's listening. David and Mary are my closest friends. They're like brother and sister. So,
yeah,
but this
we
is
love
part,
you. We disagree
this
a lot.
This is part of disagreement. So I'm gonna reverse it to you, Mary.
Okay,
So this next season of Amazing Race,
right,
you have
the lady that that lost the arm because of a shark. She was a surfer. And
oh,
all
I loved
that.
Her movie.
Absolutely,
but
I did too.
Cowboy, listen.
And we both said she shouldn't
be
on there.
But Cowboy, listen, I did not say she shouldn't be on there. The Amazing Race is totally different than America's Player on Big Brother. The Amazing Race, you can't ever say America gets a choice to put this person to the mat. You understand? Nothing at all is going to help this girl propel herself to this mat if this girl can't do it.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, Cowboy, I could have had 2 million followers like Frankie, and nobody could have got me up that Great Wall of China but myself.
I do think it was wrong for them to have the Globetrotters on, because the Globetrotters were known worldwide and they stand out so much.
But you know,
they've never made it
to final three, so what helped them, you know?
But they could get help from the
locals in any country that they went into because they were known worldwide. Big Easy couldn't even do that one challenge.
I would probably
be saying it's unfair if America got to vote on who to eliminate.
The Globetrotters had no better chance of getting on a flight because of their popularity.
Yeah. No.
Because
we do have somebody else on the switchboard I want to bring up.
Okay, go ahead.
And you all know her, so we're all like family. Because we are family.
Yeah.
This is Jordan, Ron's niece, so I just want to bring her into the conversation.
We're going 3 weeks in a row.
Hi, Jordan.
I know. Hi, Jordan.
Jordan's house.
Hey, Sherry.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing good. How are y'all tonight?
So we got a huge discussion. And so I'm gonna turn the pressure on you, Jordan, and not in a mean way, but how do you feel about Frankie giving up the show, knowing who his sister is?
How do I feel about Frankie Wood? I'm not.
We've got some background noise. What is it, Jordan?
I didn't hear all of Cowboy's question.
Cowboy, could you repeat your question?
Okay, so my question is, how do you feel about Frankie being on the show regardless of who his sister is? Do you think that
not just being on the show, but they're being an America's Player with Frankie in the show? That's the difference, you know?
I don't really have – I mean, they did that with the America's Favorite one. What was her name? Got it because she was Rachel's sister every time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this is the thing. I mean, Mary, I'm not saying that you're wrong. You know, I just
love. I love you. I understand your Big Brother family.
Okay,
you got to be friends
talk
with all
big
these
mouth.
People. I understand.
I love people. This is the thing. It's like people's taste buds. I mean, everybody's taste buds is different. So, I mean, our personalities are different. So that's how I like to just get out. Jordan, real quick, do you know who won the HOHs tonight?
No, I do not.
Do you want to know?
Sure.
Well, it's Frankie and Hayden.
No, Cody.
I mean, Frankie and Cody. Why am I throwing Hayden? Yeah.
I like Hayden.
Yep. Cody and Frankie won.
Two more members of the Bomb Squad. I wonder how that's going to play out now that Devin's kind of called them all out.
How do you think it's going to play out?
I think it's going to work better.
I think some of the members, because it was such a big alliance in the first place, so the members will kind of break off and align together in smaller groups.
I think so, too.
I hope Frankie wins.
Frankie?
Yes. Screw Cody.
You know, Cowboy, I just want to tell you, you know the reason he don't like Cody? Think about it. The same reason
I
didn't like Portia.
Because he wants Hot Amber?
Yeah, no. Because the same reason I didn't like Portia in her season. All I heard was Portia. Well, I'm letting him hear Cody, Cody, Cody.
No, no way.
So he was Cody, 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 gone.
Cody just...
David, you're jealous.
He's not... No, he just think he ain't no...
Okay.
They probably two, three people I don't like in the house. Rest of them, I like Donnie, I like Hayden, I like Caleb, I like a few of them. They just a couple I don't like. And it's early in the season, and
And it just so happened to be the hottest guy ever on the show.
Oh, my Lord.
No, I want to see Cody win.
See, everybody else thinks Caleb Murray. You need to check
well,
you out.
Like, that's fine, David, but I don't like his stalker attitude. You go in there to play a game and not to date Amber when you get out.
He ain't got no stalker attitude.
Yes,
he does. No, he is stalkerish, kind of.
Thank you.
He is.
No, he's in love right now. He's got beer goggles on, and he can't see nothing but Amber.
Hey,
he will get
hey,
some
guys.
Goggles took off.
I'm the timekeeper, and we're getting with all the people we have on the air right now. We need to start wrapping her up.
Okay, I'll shut up. Go ahead.
Hang up, he said.
Okay.
No.
Well, you know, this is my thing. I want to just especially thanks. We literally had so many people call in tonight. It's almost like it's our finale show. And we're not even halfway into it. So I want to thank all of our callers, Chef Joe. I want to thank Howie Gordon, Mike Mace, David and Mary, Jordan. I did not catch – what's her name?
Lena.
Lena.
Lena from Canada.
Thank you. I was going to call her Canadian Beauty. And then I was going to call Dan Kaminsky, the guy that knows no sense whatsoever. But I love you guys. Thank you so much. I listen to the archive shows, the people listens to the podcast, the chat room, and listens to us live. Thank you so much. I'm going to give it back to y'all. So, Cherry and Paul, thank you as well.
Thank you, Cowboy. And Jordan, I thank you for calling in too, sweetie. And I want to remind everyone that's listening to be with us on Monday for our Manic Monday show. Michelle Costa has Pow Pow joining us on Monday. It's going to be a hot show, so make sure you join us Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central,
Michelle,
for the Manic Monday show.
Scary.
She scares you. Why?
With her. She's like the Portuguese princess, and I'm scared that she's going to come to Kentucky and kill me.
You've met her.
I know what David, but she's like monster type.
No.
So
she's not going to come to Kentucky and
like
kill you.
Like, I can disagree with Cowboy because he's like a Donnie type. Have you ever seen anybody on Big Brother since Cowboy
You're
that's
so
like Cowboy?
It's funny.
It's Donnie, but
Mary, you
I can't call
on
in
Monday.
If I disagree with her, she'll fly to Kentucky and kill me. She's
no,
like monster.
No, she
like
won't.
Dog, yeah.
I promise
she's
you.
Like underground mobster, I promise.
I like Michelle.
I
love.
Do too. She gets me there.
Michelle's pretty hot too.
Mary, you've got to get over that. You better call in on Monday or I'm gonna be mad.
I disagree with everybody. You know that. Big Brother's
you
like
call in on
in
Monday.
The summertime running through my veins.
I want to know: are you guys doing the run this year? Your event?
No, the Stampede is not going this year at all, but they hope to have it up next year.
Okay. Because
you know good and well
how
to let you know because you're always there.
Yes, I wanted to find out. I've had people asking me. I had someone ask me today.
It costs so much for us to put the reality people that I bet every year about Big Brother. Thank you, Cowboy.
How close do you live to Illinois?
And I win. So it costs so much to put them up in that huge hotel for free. And
you know, I tell you, I was really trying to fit the Stampede in my budget this year.
I know it. And I told
Mark,
because of him, we can't see you.
Well, you know, the thing is we do have Toys for Tots in December, and we already put in our roster David and Mary. So I am putting a guilt trip on y'all, and, you know, we will love to have y'all there. You know that, and we want y'all there. So just, I mean, and we're working on some things, and, you know, I really loved having y'all a couple of seasons back. Y'all jump in, y'all help, and you wasn't even part of Toys for Tots, but yet you two woke up bright and early in the morning, just like I did, to help out decorating and stuff like that. And you guys are a heart of steel.
The funnest part, Cowboy, was taking all that money and going to Walmart and buying all those presents with Diane and Biker Chick.
Well, no, not even that.
Panther.
I love Panthers.
The best thing about it is if you're going to, I don't care if I go to California, New York, New Hampshire, wherever, Kentucky, do an event. If I'm there to do an event, I'm there to give my time and attention to
yep.
that event. You know what I mean? If I see somebody needs help doing something or directing, or you know what I mean? That's the way you should be as a reality star. People wants to meet us and wants to you know, give to these events.
Okay, timekeeper.
Then all the reality stars should act like we do.
I totally agree.
Well, I agree with
can
you,
I
David,
say one more
so
thing?
Much. Sure, man.
Can I just say, okay, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to Malaysian flight that was
shot down
today. It could have been, like I told David, as soon as it happened. David, that could have been an amazing race flight.
From Amsterdam
to Kuala Lumpur, those are two, like, places an amazing race would go. Could you imagine? And then not just that, but the all-out bombing and war in Israel.
Mine and David's
thoughts and prayers have been all day on the news channels because this is the world. This is real life. This is us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
People in the Big Brother house don't understand what's going on in the world right now.
Okay, let them wrap it up.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Paul. Terry, wrap it up.
Thank you so much, Mary, for bringing it to our attention.
Yeah.
And our prayers do go out to all of them. And that's a wrap for us tonight. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. And I just want to say, Jordan, thank you and your dad for allowing us to continue to do the show in Ron's
honor
as his legacy. It means so much to us to be able to continue and to hear Ron's voice each and every time we do the show. It is our pleasure and our honor to continue doing this. So thank you so much to you and your dad. And thank you for calling in and talking with us 3 weeks in a row. I'm glad to hear from you.
Wow.
No problem. And thank you guys for continuing to do it. It means a lot to be able to call in and hear on.
Well, you're always welcome.
Well, we're going to wrap it up tonight with Ron. Everyone, take care. Have a great and wonderful and safe weekend. We love you.
And
thank you for listening to the Rad Reality Show Network. Here we go. Here's Ron.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one tonight. Cowboy, thank you for all the guests tonight. It was a blast.
My pleasure.
Grand Slam show. I hope everyone has a great weekend. Take care, everybody. Everybody still on the switchboard, say goodnight.
Good night. Love y'all. God bless.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Enjoy the feeds.
Good night, everyone. Take care. Happy weekend.